Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, Canada, to the Rod Peterson Show and Canadian sports fans around the world. We are talking football on this Friday, episode number 148 of Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show. Coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, where we are flirting with 0 degrees Celsius. It's been a nice, weather-wise, winter so far. We got our director of scouting, Craig Smith, with us in the bunker, two-time Grey Cup champion, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster, John Frenzy, with us as well. Smitty, you've changed your cap, I noticed. I'm very observant.
Yeah.
You had enough of that Leaf stuff.
Enough of the Leaf stuff, yeah. Going back to the good old Winnipeg Jets.
Jets losing 6-3 to the Maple Leafs last night. Hence, Smitty,
very good, by the
pull
way.
The mic up to your mouth, John, please. So you knew what those
things. I'm not looking very good, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. We've got a theme on the program today, and that is, should CFL teams allow their players out of contracts if they have NFL opportunities? That's our daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Over 70% of you saying, yes, they should let them out. There's a lot of CFLers signing in the NFL this offseason, but those are guys that were going to free agency. Trey Robinson, Roberson in Calgary, their interceptions leader, is under contract for a couple more years in the CFL, but he's got at least 10 NFL teams after him, and he's been very vocal on Twitter that he should be allowed out of his deal. And let's just say the CFL fan base is split whether he should get out or not. And last hour, Jermaine Robinson was with us, CFL veteran receiver. He's heading to free agency looking for his next deal. Lamar Durant of the BC Lions, I believe, is not heading to free agency. He joins us from Vancouver today, 5-year CFL veteran, heading into year 6. Good morning, Lamar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. How was the Christmas and New Year's season for you out there in Vancouver?
Everything was good. It was wet as always, no snow, so that kind of sucked. But besides that, it was good.
You should definitely be used to that as a Vancouver kid, right? Lamar, what's take us back, if you don't mind, through 2019. And I know it ended early for you, unfortunately, but as far as that season went for the BC Lions and you're able to play for your hometown team, what are your recollections of it?
Overall, it was high expectations at the start, and we didn't perform like we should have, but I think that we built a good base and a foundation, and we got some guys that we're looking forward to going into next year with, and we'll see what happens with all the coaching changes and everything. But overall, I think it was an unfortunate year, but I think that we showed some things that are positives that can lead us into next year.
You were drafted, of course, by Calgary, but then signed with your hometown BC Lions. Was that a decision that you're happy that you did? Or have you looked back on that at all? I mean, that's a big switch going from Calgary to BC within the division.
Yeah, it was big. No, overall, I'm definitely happy with it. I just think at the point of my career, it was the switch I needed to make. I felt that I could be a bigger player, a bigger role of a player, and I just felt I wasn't getting that in Calgary at the time. So, it made the switch, and obviously, like I said, the season didn't go exactly how we wanted, but I think as an individual, I took a big step this year, and I plan on continuing to grow on that.
John Lynch here, Lamar. What's the feeling about football, period, in BC right now? A bad year, the first year in the new regime, but I imagine there's a lot of optimism with the situation going into the next year.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we're thinking. It's not like we're all dwelling on the previous year or anything like that. We're all just looking forward to next year, and we're motivated. Like I said, we know what type of guys that we have around, and we know what team that we can be. So I think that we're all just looking forward, and we're excited to get into this next season.
Have you had any visits yet with your new head coach, Rick Campbell? Have you were you at the news conference, for instance, or have you had any chats yet about 2020?
Yeah, I actually talked to him right before that news conference. It was my first time meeting him. So we had just a brief conversation, but I just wanted to make sure I got in there, built a little rapport with him, and had a little bit of a conversation. It was nothing too in-depth, but it was definitely nice to introduce myself and see him. And I plan on talking to him a little bit more since I'm out here and he's going to be out here too. So we'll have more interactions.
He had mentioned that he'd been down to Seattle to visit face-to-face with Mike Riley. Have you had any off-season chats with Mike? And if so, how's your star quarterback doing?
He's doing good. Yeah, we both talked a little bit because towards the end of the season, we both obviously had unfortunate injuries. So we were kind of chatting about that and how we're recovering, and we both seem like we're ahead of schedule, and we're just excited to get back into next season.
Tell me what this is like being in the huddle with Mike Riley, because we only see him on TV, but you're there looking him in the whites of the eyes. What is he like as an on-field general?
It's funny because it's like the first day I met him, he was exactly what I expected. You know, when you see him on the field and everything, you're just like, man, this guy seems like he has it all down, has everything under control. It seems like he kind of has an aura around him when you're looking at him. And he holds everyone accountable, but he's just so cool and respectable that everyone wants to give their best for the guy. So, man, I couldn't be happier playing for a quarterback like that.
You know, I got to ask you, too, the guys were talking about Daron Carter and Craig Smith here, who, by the way, you were receivers coach with the Lions, were you not? Was that were you on special teams?
No, receivers.
Receivers, yeah.
2000.
Yeah, I think you were in play school then, Lamar. It's going back a ways. But Daron Carter, he was talking about Daron. He said he never met Daron. You talk about auras. Daron's aura is like would fill BC Place Stadium. And he's so misunderstood. What can you tell our viewers and listeners this morning about Daron? As a guy,
I think you just nailed that right there. He's very misunderstood. He's just he's a character, you know. He's different, and everyone's different, but he stands out there. You know, he's gonna say what he wants to say. He's gonna be how he wants to be. But he was one of my good friends on the team. He's just you just gotta understand how to go about what he does. You know, sometimes people overreact to little things that he's doing, even though he's not doing it in a bad way or he's not trying to be like a bad teammate or a bad person. But people will just take him the wrong way. And overall, I think that he's a really good guy. He wants to be on the team and he wants to win. But I think there is some areas that maybe he can understand that people don't appreciate or just don't understand what angle he's trying to come from. But I feel like if you just get someone that understands him and he kind of works on some things to help people do that, then overall I feel like he's a great guy and he just wants to come out there and help teams win and be a good football player.
Hey, Lamar, Craig Smith here. You were a college ball at Simon Fraser. Did you play under both Shop DeLane and Kelly Bates? And as well, did you feel that playing Div 2 ball helped you with regards to the jump to pro?
I played under Shap DeLane. I didn't play under Kelly Bates. He came the year after I left. But, yeah, I felt in a big way it did help me because we did have, especially the years I was playing, the competition that we were going against was pretty high. Mm-hmm. So I was used to playing against those players. But in a way, I felt that it affected me negatively because I was just used to playing the American game and I didn't have any of that CFL experience. So, like, even going into the CFL combine, using the waggle and everything, it really threw me off because I'm so used to running my routes, like run a post, take a certain amount of steps, bang your route, mm-hmm. versus using the waggle, all of a sudden I'm running and I'm right into the defender. And it threw me off that way. But competition-wise, yeah, it was great. But it was just adjusting to the game, the CFL game after.
Really interesting answer on that, by the way. Thank you, Lamar. And lastly, you know, with so many high expectations with BC last year and you finished fifth, well, you must be just chomping at the bit for 2020. Like, what's your offseason like? And I just assume you can't wait for training camp to open.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Man, yeah, we think we can do better. We think that we can be a Grey Cup team. And that's the goal. So this offseason, I've just been grinding. You know, I've been putting in a lot of work. Usually I take the first little bit off to relax and get my body healthy. And I've been doing that. But, like, right now, I'm in my car right now. I'm about to head to the gym, making sure I get my run in the morning, then go hit the gym after. And I'm just putting in that work. You know, I want to be ready. I want to be the best I can be going into next season, because I feel that I still got a lot to prove as an individual, and we got a lot to prove as a team. So I'm trying to go in this season, giving it my all, and just have no excuses.
Well, Lamar, good luck with it. All the best in 2020. Really appreciate the chat. You are so fun to watch, and I think you're just hitting your prime. So good luck with it.
All right. Appreciate that, guys.
BC Lions wide receiver Lamar Durant joining us from Vancouver, BC today. And he is a superstar, Smitty, as you know.
Oh, he's very special. He's a big kid. He plucks the ball so nicely, gets open. He's again, like you said, he's fun to watch. Did you see he had a NASA?
Well, I was going to ask him about that. Yeah. I couldn't tell if it was USA or NASA, but it sure looked like NASA.
NASA.
Can we get him back, Clark? No, he's gone. He's gone into the gym. Yeah. You don't see people just walking around with NASA jackets on every day.
No,
dang.
Yeah.
Next time we'll ask him about that. Brett Taylor writing in about some of the comments today and our poll question about allowing CFL players out of their contract to sign in the NFL. Brett says it's short-sighted. I hate seeing guys leave to go to the NFL, but long-term I love watching the talent that comes up here to build their resume and put games on film. Here's the thing. We can sit here and poll our viewers and CFL fans all we want about what they think and should they let CFL players out of deals, but it's ultimately going to come down to the GMs and the owners. If it was ever to be a vote, what are they going to vote for? Not letting them out of contracts. Mm-hmm. Do you see it ever changing? I don't.
No, can't.
It won't.
It won't.
No.
Brady.
I feel for Trey. Again, going back to the agent, and he's 27 years old, and once you get to 27, 28, the NFL, they're not going to start to look at you. They're looking for somebody younger. So I feel for the kid because he signed a three-year deal. If he goes through this deal, chances are that window's going to be closed. It's going to be shut. So I feel for the kid.
By the way, Brady in Saskatoon's watching today. He says, who is watching the Canada versus Finland semifinals right after this show at noon?
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
I think it's tomorrow, Brady. Yeah. Let me check my TSN app.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow.
Frenzy, you been watching World Juniors at all?
Yep, sure have. Enjoying it.
Good for you.
What the heck happened against Russia?
Well, I don't know. Wasn't that unbelievable?
I don't understand.
Incredible. you wonder about a lot of things could have happened, but they were out of that game completely. Who's kidding who?
I'm glad that you actually brought that up, because the goaltending. I always say it should be the Western goalie. Yeah, there's no games today, Brady, so take 24 hours off. It's tomorrow.
Hey, they boss you around on that thing, don't you?
You notice that? In all caps. Wrap up now. Feel like I'm at home.
That's beautiful.
We'll be back. Ben Cahoon coming up on the program. It's a Football Friday on the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital GMC. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on brand new vehicles this holiday season. Get savings up to $15,000 or finance rates as low as 0% up to 84 months on select new inventory. Plus, every single one of our new 2019 models has had its price heavily discounted. Celebrate the most wonderful time of year with Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com. iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. Friday morning sports update here on this Football Friday. William Nylander scored twice as the Maple Leafs beat the Winnipeg Jets 6-3 last night, extending their point streak to 9 games. Sorry to keep bringing that up, Smitty. The Maple Leafs 8-0-1 during their run, and now, of course, they're talking about Sheldon Keefe as coach of the year. Also, Johnny Gaudreau opened scoring and set up the eventual winner as the Calgary Flames earned a 4-3 victory over the New York Rangers. How about Jeff Ward for Coach of the Year? I'd still be happy if it was Dave Tippett. But Jack Eichel scored in a penalty shot in overtime, and Buffalo rallied for a 3-2 win over the Oilers last night. Vancouver Canucks downed Chicago 7-5. Tampa Bay's Andre Vasilevsky stopped 38 shots in a 2-1 win over the Montreal Canadiens. And Florida beat the Ottawa Senators 6-3. A busy hour saw a flurry of trades Thursday between the Ottawa Senators and the Calgary Flames and Buffalo Sabres. Michael Frolik was sent to Buffalo by the Flames shortly after the Sabres traded veteran defenseman Marco Scandella to Montreal. Buffalo received a 2020 fourth-round pick in return and then flipped that pick to Calgary for Frolik. The series of trades began when Ottawa got defenseman Mike Riley from the Canadiens for forward Andrew Sturtz and the Sens' fifth-round pick in the 2021 NHL draft. No, not that Mike Riley. The hockey-playing Mike Riley is now going to Ottawa. Serge Ibaka scored 19 for Toronto when the Raptors struggled with their shooting in an 84-76 loss. Can I talk in here? Serge Ibaka scored 19 for Toronto when the Raptors struggled with their shooting in an 84-76 loss to the Miami Heat last night. The Raptors shot 31.5% overall and were 6 for 42 from three-point range. Bam Adebayo scored 15 points and grabbed 14 rebounds in Miami's best defensive performance of the season. The sports update for Seat Giant. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RP Show fans. Visit seatgiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see at Wendell's. Pretty good chance you'll see me or Craig Smith there, maybe even together. Right,
yeah,
Smitty?
Yeah, and Kathy Smith.
And Kathy Smith. And she's a big fan. What do you like there, Kathy? What do you like? What's your favorite? What do you order? What'd she say?
Burgers.
Burgers. I had the Wendell burger
line.
You had
the quesadilla.
Amazing.
Quesadilla? Or no, the tacos. And they were good.
Everything's good there. Yeah. Chicken taco. Kay Frenzy, I'm sorry. What was your question? You remember? You were asking Smitty while I was reading the... You said, what was the dot, dot, dot? What was the guy's name?
Oh, well, our guy here. Purifoy.
Luchez Purifoy.
Purifoy. What if he wants to go after a year?
You're fixated on Luchez Purifoy this
morning.
What if
he leaves after a year? He's got a 3-year contract. What if he has a sensational year and wants to go to the Chicago Bears? You got 2 years left. We let him go? Say no? Can you imagine the horrifying thing that will happen if they say no?
You'd have to replace him.
Yeah.
Aren't there enough football players out there?
Oh no, you can't. That guy, because I want to go. Hey, I want to go. You can't go that way.
They feel suppressed.
There's tons of players. There's every CFL team has scouts that scour the NFL. They go to the NFL training camps. And they're looking for all that.
Purifoy is a pretty good football player and a pretty good kick returner, too, gentlemen.
Yeah, he sure is. But the principle of the matter is that contract. And that's the thing that bothers me is, you know, you sign a contract, again, you know, I mean, it's beating a dead horse. It's
always taught all your life, contracts mean a lot. They're not void.
Yeah.
If you admit that future, they got it.
But I feel for Trey because he signed that 3-year deal. I don't know why his agent would have done that, especially when he's a young kid and he's done good in our league. You know, it did. But, hey, that's water under the bridge. So we'll see. I can't see Calgary letting him go.
No. Well, my friend Cal Filson's watching. He is the head scout of the Seattle Thunderbirds hockey team. And he says the CFL Players Association needs to ensure contracts end November 30th instead of February 15th. And here's a guy that works in sports, but this is what's being confused in this issue.
Right.
It's not about guys whose contracts are expiring in February, because teams are letting him out of those deals. The Bombers have let two guys out this week.
Yeah.
Marcus Sales, and who's the other one? Montreal allowed William Stanback out of his contract because he was going to be a free agent in February anyways, and he signed with the Raiders.
Yep.
The Stampeders have allowed Reggie Begelton out of his contract, reported to be signing with the Green Bay Packers. It's the guys that have years like 2020 and beyond that want out of their deals.
Yeah.
And Trey Roberson is one of those guys. James Wilder was one of those guys. Now, of course, I'm sure I've ticked everybody off just by giving my opinion here today. But I'm with, and I'm talking about personnel people, and GMs won't agree with what I'm saying, that they should let them out of their deals. James Wilder is a really good example of, you have one good year, and then the NFL comes knocking. Well, what if everybody did that? Right? I go back and forth between the two. And the beautiful thing now is I don't have to pick a side. Convince me what's best. It would, Frenzy, I get what you're saying. You're saying all hell would break loose.
Yeah, I think it will.
If you let them out of their contracts. Yeah. But on the flip side, do you want disgruntled athletes? Why did Ken Austin get out of his contract? Why was he allowed to go? How come he allowed the coaches out and not the players? That, to me, really stinks.
Yeah, you're right.
And at the time, I remember interviewing Jim Hobson, and Smitty, you were with the Riders, weren't you? No, it was before your time. Mm-hmm. Man, we're old. But Jim Hobson said to me, it's in the wonderful book that I wrote called Green Magic. Jim said, what good is it to have disgruntled people working for you?
True enough.
Well, none. But, I mean, you can't have guys going around who say, hey, you know what? I want to go. I want to leave there. I want to go to Chicago Bears. The Bears are interested in me. I want to go.
Yeah. No,
we just can't do that.
It's tough. It's a tough thing. I mean, like I said, what is a what is a CFL contract then if you just let anybody out and you know, all of a sudden, you know, he has come up here. He's made a good living. He's done great. He is, you know, one of the better DBs in the league. And now all of a sudden, you know, because there's interest, you know, now he wants to go. Now he wants to rip up that contract that he signed, you know, for a few more years. I mean, I don't like it. Again, I would like to see the players do as good as they can. But this is a different situation. That agent should be his ass kicked. But,
well, I say to you again, doesn't this mean the managers are going to be busier than ever?
With what?
Busy. This stuff. Coming up daily, don't you think?
Well, I mean, well, he comes, he says, can you release me? And they say no. You know, that's what they'll do. I mean, it's a tough situation.
Furthermore, by the way, I've got word. We've got so many online listeners that our audio feed crashed, an all-time high in listeners. So there, I don't think it'll be fixed today. Is that a good problem or is that a bad problem?
Well, it's a problem. But
it's a problem.
But the thing is at least you have a problem with regards to the stuff like that.
It's a good problem.
It's a good problem.
I guess what they would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll have it fixed by Monday for sure, but I don't know what to say. Regarding the Alouettes general manager's search, this was point three I wanted to talk about today. The word I got this week from a CFL football guy is a part of the reason so many people have walked away from this opportunity or pulled their name is that they've capped the salary at $250,000 per year. Now, again, we get into the perspective discussion. That's a pittance compared to what a lot of CFL GMs make. Yet, it's a hell of a lot more than the people make that are buying the tickets to go to the games. So you're not going to get any sympathy from the fans. But what do you guys know or think about the Alouettes GM search?
Stupid. You need a GM. You need a competent GM. And they are building and looking good. And Kahari Jones putting a good team there. They need the assistance of a general manager, and I don't think it's that difficult to fill that position, but they seem to be making it a difficult situation.
Well, I'd like to know what a GM is, because every different area, every different place, it seems like it's different. I know that when Obilovich went to be a GM in Hamilton, he didn't care about the toilet paper that was in the – he cared about personnel, and that was him. Now, what about other GMs? Like, what do they take care of? This Montreal guy, what is his job going to be? I mean, they have everything in place already. He doesn't need to go bring in his guys. What is that GM going to do? What are his responsibilities going to be? Is he going to be a guy that's going to be going after player personnel? Will he be able to sit in a meeting with Kahari and say, this is what I want done? Kari could say, oh, wait a minute. No, you know, like, what's going to happen there?
Is it you work for enough teams that is it different on every team?
Well, I know, I not really, but there, I know that some guys are heavily involved in personnel. Other guys are involved in a lot more things with regards to the running of the organization.
Well, was this their own choice?
Yeah.
Well, in Montreal, it's whoever the GM is going to be dictated to them. They've got their coach in place. The scouting staff is all in place.
You're not a GM then.
Then you're bingo. And that's why nobody wants it, because they're asking for a robot.
Yeah. You know, but I know that there's people that want to go in there and have that title of GM and work hard to get personnel and you know, but I don't know. It's such a weird situation. Cleveland Browns, it sounds like they're doing the same thing. They're going to get the head coach, and then, well, we'll hire the GM after that. You know,
and Eric Pielman, we know, wanted to get involved in the players. He would maybe go on scouting trips and have an assistant run the office, because it's just strictly administration, he felt, and he'd go out scouting, and he got a lot of football players everywhere, anywhere he went. To me, that was the ideal definition of what a GM is.
See, I wished I would have known that so many years ago when I started this, because I always thought that the GM had so many more different things, because I would have strove to be a GM, because personnel is my deal. And I would have really worked hard to do that. Instead, I wanted to be a director of player personnel and do that. And, I was very naive when I started to do this kind
Weren't
of thing.
We all?
Yeah, true.
Well, JR is watching in Cranbrook. He says Montreal's coach can be both coach and GM. And I was actually thinking about that. Why not just give the reins to Kahari? It's not unheard of. It's a hell of a lot of responsibility for both to do both jobs. And those that played and worked under Chris Jones, some of them here, said that he had too much responsibility for him. He was spending more time managing and not enough time coaching. Well, and I think there's something to that.
Well, it's awful tough.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the players, and then you got to negotiate contracts and say, you're not good enough for this money. Well, but you just told me on the field how great it's a very tough situation with regard. Now, what did they do last year? Last year, they did not have a GM. Kavis got let go. And they went through the whole year.
By committee,
whatever. But they had success, you know, and they almost went to the Eastern Final without a GM, without a certain GM. Now, this GM that's going to be hired, you know, it's almost like a figurehead. He's a figurehead GM that, okay, what are you going to be doing? Well, it's just so for $250,000.
Well, who's running day-to-day now? What do you see there? Perceive
well, they have Eric Delorier, who's director of football operations. He's, he's a good kid. He's, you know, he works his ass off. He's obviously he's played in the league. He's been in and of course Miles does the Canadian scouting. And I've heard, who said this, that Miles wants that.
I heard that. I reported it yesterday. Yeah, Miles Garrell, the Canadian scout for the Alouettes, wants the job.
Yeah.
That's what we're told.
Now, Miles has been in the league forever. Miles has played. Miles has been around. If you sit and talk with Miles, Miles has a really good mind with regards to personnel. it's a mess.
We're going to take a timeout. I know one guy that was not a mess in Montreal, and that's Ben Cahoon, retired as the CFL's all-time receiving leader. He will join us live next. It's the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching this morning, a Football Friday on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan.
Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1%, maybe 2%? That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Rod Peterson Show on this Friday morning. Craig Smith with us. You missed the Lynch walk-off. I apologize, but I can assure you it was great. Right, Smitty?
Absolutely.
Said he was to make sure that to pull his pants up this time. By the way, it is our distinct honor to be joined by our next guest today, Montreal Alouettes receiving king, Ben Cahoon. I wonder if he has that echoing in his ears when he lays down. There he is. Joins us from Utah tonight. Three-time Grey Cup champion. CFL All-Star pretty much every year that he played in the league. Ben Cahoon joining us this morning. How you doing, Ben?
Hey, I'm excellent. How are you guys doing?
Very well. There's a lot of people across this country that were really excited to see your face and hear from you today with a bit of an update on your life. But first, every time I see your name, let alone say it, it's Ben Cahoon. That guy in Montreal, man, that announcer knows what he's doing. do you still hear it when you lay down in bed at night or when you get up? Do you still hear it in your head?
No, not often enough.
Yeah.
When I go back to Montreal, though, I get it quite often. It's pretty special. Doc Moreau, I owe thanks for that.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we go any further and kind of go down memory lane, can you give us an update with what's going on in your life? Sounds like things are going great.
Yeah, things are going great. My family dynamic's kind of changing quite a bit. I've got daughters that are getting older, obviously, and then almost getting married and moving out of the house. So things are getting quieter at the home front, but I've been able to come up to Canada, I think, 4 or 5 times this last year. Most recently, I went to Montreal mid-December, so that was fun. I'm selling protein bars for an awesome company named G2G Protein Bars. Stands for Good to Go Protein Bars, and we launched into Canada, and that's given me a chance to come up to my home and native land a few times and try to promote these bars.
Well, let me ask you this, and Craig Smith is with us, two-time Grey Cup champion. He's what we call our director of scouting here in the bunker. When you do go to Montreal, Ben, is that business stuff or Alouette stuff, or what would take you back to Montreal where you're still such a, you know, a football legend there?
Both, either. I'll take any excuse to get back to Montreal, but this last trip was mostly business, but I was able to go out to dinner with Anthony and John Bowman, and we, you know, jucked it up a little bit and went down memory lane and got an update on the current goings on with the Alouettes.
Well, I'll tell you what, one thing I love about this show is as we interview our guests, the viewers can chime in. So Wayne is watching in Victoria, BC. Wayne Grullo, he says, "Hi, Ben, I used to hate you when you played the Riders." And you guys were unstoppable, man. When did you realize, Ben, was it after you got out of the game that you realized how dominant you guys were? Or did you realize it at the time that you were literally unstoppable for a decade as a team?
I don't think we realized it at the time, but once you get out of it, you realize that that was a special run, a great group of guys. And yeah, what we did was pretty special, and it's hard to replicate that. It's a small league. You'd think that a team would be a little more dominant, you know, but there's great parity, and what we did was pretty special.
Hey, Ben, it's Craig Smith. In the year 2000, I was on the coaching staff of the BC Lions, and we, Millie and Drum, had pretty good games in that game, 100 yards each, and I think we scored, and we were kind of relaxing on the sideline until 86 beat Central McClellan and went for a touchdown to make it a two-point game. I had a little bit of hatred for you at that time. But, man, Ben, you were just incredible. Just such a great – just love watching you, and just an amazing, amazing career. And thanks for coming up and being a huge part of the Canadian Football League.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure. That was not a fun night for us in Calgary. But yeah. Congrats.
It was fun for us. We had a little champagne and stuff. But
what's your take on the Alouettes now, Ben? Clearly, you're staying close to the whole situation. I mean, they've really had their ups and downs. Seems like they're on their way up. But what's your take on the current state of the Montreal Alouettes?
Well, I sure hope that the momentum they've got, you know, from the team and the players, that continues. There's no guarantee of that, but it seems like they've turned the ship around, and kind of, even with all the crazy ownership drama, the players pulled it together and got some good wins, and were able to do it despite a bunch of the circus that surrounded them. So that's real admirable, but obviously they've got to get some ownership in place and a good GM. I like the fact that they held on to Eric Deslauriers. He's a bright kid, and he does work hard, like Craig said. I think that's a good hire for him.
Ben, when you got out of the game, you went and you did some coaching. Whereabouts did you coach? Tell us where you coached, and do you have any interest in getting back to coaching again?
When I retired, right after I retired, I went directly to my alma mater, BYU, and coached wide receivers there for 2 years. And then our offensive staff was dismantled. I got out of coaching for a few years and then was rehired back at BYU by a new head coach. And that lasted 2 years again. And then the offensive coordinator and subsequent staff got let go about 2 years ago. So I tried to decide whether I wanted to get back into coaching. I did have some opportunities to do that, and this chance at G2G Bar came up. They said I could take Canada, and that was all I needed. Nice. It's an established company, you know. It was 8 years old at the time and just blowing up, and when they said I could take over Canada, that gave me a chance to come up to the place is near and dear to me and promote these bars, you know, with my friends and family up there. So I am not looking to get back into coaching at this point. I enjoyed it, but it's a brutal industry, and yeah, I'm not about to move my family around every 2 or 3 years and just to make a buck.
Good for you, Ben. Certainly we understand what that's all about. But by the way, Craig's wife, Kathy, is sitting on our studio couch here, and she says that you can't leave Utah. Your wife is political royalty in the state of Utah. Is that true? Can you should see her laughing, Kathy. She's like, why'd you say that? What's the story on Mrs. Cahoon there?
There's some truth there. We're not going anywhere. Very, very far. No, her father's been the governor for 9 years. He's not running again, so he'll end after 10 years as the governor of Utah, and he's done some great things for the state. But we love Utah. I've got lots of relatives that still live in Alberta, but Utah's been home for quite a while, and it's a great place to raise a family.
I I had been in 48 states, and Utah was my last. And this was a few years ago when we drove through there. I couldn't believe how gorgeous Utah is. It is just incredible from top to bottom. It's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, it really is. You get a little bit of everything. So you get snow and mountains in the northern part, and in the southern part, you get Red Rock and the Grand Canyon, basically, and hiking like nowhere else. So it's a special place.
Well, Wikipedia is a special place. It mentioned how you were grew up in Cardston, Alberta. Forgive me, Ben. I mean, I was in the league calling Rough Riders games for 20 years. I knew that you were a non-import, but I never really knew the story of why you were a non-import. How did that come to be, and when did you realize that you qualified for Canadian status in the CFL?
Well, my heritage is all Canadian. My grandfather served in the Canadian Navy in World War II, and my parents both born and raised in southern Alberta. All my siblings were born in Canada. For some fluke reason, I was born in Utah when my parents were down here for like 3 months. So, but we were residents of Alberta, and I lived in Canada for my first 8 years. Then my family moved back to Utah. So that's the story. When I was a senior at BYU playing, that's the first time I thought, hey, I knew that the CFL had this rule for non-imports, and I wondered if I qualified. I called up, I got a contact from my coach, head coach, and happened to be Eric Tillman. I called him up and gave him all the dates, and he got a little bit excited and told me to keep it to myself. And it was right like 2 weeks before the draft. So I hung up the phone and called every team in Canada and told them I thought I qualified as a non-import, and spoke with all the teams. You know, some seemed more interested than others. I didn't get a lot of interest in Montreal by Montreal, I didn't think, but sure enough, they drafted me, and turned out to be pretty special career.
What a great story.
No kidding, and the rest is history. I'm sure you probably got tired at some point of telling that story, but it's probably been a while since you have told it. Would I be correct in that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm thankful for telling it, though, because I felt like the media considered me kind of a fake Canadian. And I get that. You know, I didn't go to high school in Canada, but it pissed me off because I thought that my grandfather, who served the country in the Navy in the war, you know, I thought that wasn't respectful of him. Or, you know, my 100 years of heritage in Alberta. So I feel Canadian. I'm sure grateful that I was considered a non-import for obvious reasons up there. But and I love the country of Canada, obviously.
Well, Ben, that's awesome. And unfortunately, we don't honor the military as much as the country that you reside in. Maybe we can change that one day. But we're certainly proud of you and your Canadian status. And listen, G2G bars. Tell us where we can get them. If we can, all our viewers, if we can help you all, Ben, by buying them, let's do it. How do we get our hands on them?
I appreciate it. Well, in Canada, you can go to g2gbar.ca. Other than that, at that website, we have a store locator, which has, I think we're in probably 400 or 500 locations there across Canada, but it's kind of sporadic. So you need to go to g2gbar.ca. And the store locator there will tell you where we're at. I think we're in 8 or 10 places in Regina, the same in Winnipeg, probably 20 or 30 in Vancouver, a ton in Calgary. So we're just growing, and it's a little slow, but we're hopeful that we can gain some more traction and get in some, you know, talking to Sobeys and talking to some big dogs. So hopefully we can become a national brand name soon.
Well, I'm sure that you'll see a spike in sales throughout this weekend. So, Ben, this has been long overdue. Happy New Year. All the best in 2020. And I really appreciate the time here this morning.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Great to talk to you. And Happy New Year to both of you.
Number 86.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Ben Cahoon. You know, the thing was, that echoes in my ears. We used to roll up to McGill Stadium on that Rider bus. And you just knew you were beat, Smitty. Like it wasn't whether you were going to lose or not. It's by how much today. You know, with probably, in my mind, the greatest offensive line in CFL history. I'm not joking. Flory, Brian Chu, those
incredible
guys. Uzumah Okeke.
Yeah.
It was a wall.
A wall. You know, and it was always hard to go to Montreal and win. Could have been the nightlife the night before, but...
the Vegas flu.
It was hard.
The Montreal flu, yeah.
There was two things. Ben Cahoon and first down, Montreal. It killed me.
Make some noise. That is one of the greatest venues in the CFL. And
it's fantastic.
We're here in the heartland, of course. It gets all the kudos for what it is, and it's well-deserved. But you have to understand, it's not the only great CFL venue.
No.
Like Montreal, particularly McGill. I mean, the Olympic Stadium's just, it's a dome. It's not, there's not a lot of atmosphere there. But McGill, beautiful setting.
Great
it's
setting.
A hornet's nest
where
the fans love their team.
Love, yeah.
And it's 98% Alouettes fans, if not more.
Yep.
I mean, it was fun going in there because the Riders always had a certain amount of guys from Eastern Canada. I mean, the Rob Bagg family would take up a whole section, that kind of thing. But overall, it was full of Alouettes fans that did not like you very much and just loved their team. And I don't think people understand how much the Alouettes are loved in that city.
There's a core. It's not huge, but there's a really good core of Montreal Alouette fans. And it sure was nice to see them back. Coming back when Vernon was having some success. But the good thing about Montreal is after the game, you could go and have a nice smoked meat sandwich after.
The food's amazing, too.
Oh, boy, it's so good.
Montreal's got a little bit of everything.
Everything.
Whatever you want.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, as a football guy, let me ask you this. Because I don't know where the Schooners thing's going. I've been having back and forths with CFL people all week about it's happening, it's not happening, it's dead, it's alive. Why are we not talking about Quebec City? We talked about the love for the Alouettes in Montreal and probably greater area than just Montreal. They got a nice stadium at Laval.
Beautiful stadium.
Why not Quebec City?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure that Glenn Constantine would want that. You know,
is he the AD there?
No, he's the head coach. And they've got a great program of football there, and it's great. And I've scouted there many times, and I've seen a full stadium supporting the Laval Rouge et Or. Could they go in? Could they go in there? It'd be very interesting because they sure, you know, Quebec football, like because of the CJEP program that they have, you know, they've really got a lot of good football in that province, a lot of good players. And players that have gone down, played NC2A football, or, you know, they've played in the Canadian colleges, and they've produced so many. Think about, you know, just what they've done in football in Canada. It's amazing. Football in Quebec is something. Would they support a Canadian team? I would think that they would support it more than the Maritimes.
Yep.
I would think, but, you know, who knows?
There was a letter to the paper in Halifax. I think it's the Halifax Chronicle Herald, I think is the paper, from a reader that just eviscerated the CFL and the notion of a new stadium. Just a letter to the editor. I mean, guy obviously hasn't heard of Twitter yet, so he's writing a letter to the newspaper. But just basically saying, why are you coming in here? Why are you bothering us with your league? And I'm like, that's what I hear from the majority of Maritimers. Yeah. They don't want it.
Yeah.
So if you really want a 10th team, go to Quebec City, which interestingly enough, and I know we're going to run and we got to take a break here, but so they got a university team that draws well, went to the Vanier Cup this year, of course. And then you know that I did that dinner with Matthew Barnaby and Andre Waugh in October in Arcola, the two hockey guys.
Yeah.
Well, they both played for the Quebec Ramparts, which is the CHL team, the Quebec Major Junior League team that plays in the 15,000-seat arena, and they fill it most nights.
They've got an unbelievable new spanking brand. Is it 15 only?
Well, they draw 15,000. It probably holds more, but they're averaging 15,000 a game.
We were in the hotel. The last year I scouted the Vanier, it was in Quebec City in our hotel room. We could see that from our hotel room. And like Kathy and I, we'd use the binoculars, taking a look. Look at that stadium. Holy cow. You know, and I think, if my memory serves me correct, it's right next to where the Nordique played, the Le Colisée. And I think they're side by side, if I remember correctly. But, man, just a beautiful stadium there. I'd like to see NHL back there, too. I'd love to see that Battle of Quebec. Boy, that was pretty special.
I don't get it, Smitty. Maybe we can start the movement here today.
Yeah.
But right now, they're a minor league town. Mm-hmm. Sorry to say, and I don't understand. Well, they'll probably never get an NHL arena for various reasons we won't, or NHL team for reasons we won't get into today.
But I think,
but I don't understand why you wouldn't have a CFL.
I think the football. I don't think that they think that it's minor league. I truly believe if you go
but
there,
the rest of the country,
the rest of the country,
if that sure. matters.
Yeah. But they, I mean, you go to the games. I mean, the amount of tailgating that's there. I mean, they're just having a blast, and they love. They're pouring the beer back, and they just love going to the games and supporting their team. It is, to me, it's as good as any. U of S is pretty damn good too.
Yep.
But it's a lot of fun to go to Canadian college football in Quebec City. I mean, it's just amazing. It's a
spectacle. Put it on your bucket list, you're saying.
Well, I would.
Well, it's just what sports teams do for a town. I mean, yeah. Look what the Saskatchewan Rush have done for Saskatoon at 15,000 a game. Yeah. So, yeah. By the way, Dale Wagner writing in this morning on the Facebook wall, he says, the Cahoon interview was awesome. Props to you and your team for getting awesome guests, Rod, in studio and on video chat. Well, don't give any to me. Clark's the guy that does that. That's his main role. And Ben Cahoon's one of the best interviews we've had in ages around here. And they're all pretty darn good.
Oh, it's incredible.
But Ben's next level. And I hope the CFL gets behind that and promotes it a little bit too. Smitty, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate it. Got some gift cards for you here from Industrial Cafe because you love that place.
Love that place. That's for sure. It's a great place.
You just have to dodge the protesters out on the road when you go by.
Well, yeah.
You can do that. You're not driving a semi, so you're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Overtime next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear-out at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on pre-owned vehicles this holiday season. 2018 F-150 XLT 4x4s are starting at just $29,999 plus tax. Plus, our entire inventory of used trucks is on sale. Ford, Chevy, Ram, and more. It's the most wonderful time of year at Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store. Capital Ford Pre-Owned in Regina.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show on a Friday morning, Football Friday. What does Paul say? Making chicken salad out of lemonade. He actually stole that from
me. That's your line,
my line, but I'll give it to him.
You learn around here pretty quick. They're all your lines.
People just take them.
We just interpret them and take them as our own.
I like what you say. I speak my own language.
Flattery, right? All right, what's the imitation?
Imitation's the most sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
Ben Cahoon writing in on Facebook. Ben is watching the show. And he says, thanks, guys. Loved my chat with both Rod and Craig. Thanks so much. Wanted to keep chatting with you after I signed off and heard you talking about the Riders coming into play at Molson Stadium. Good times. Next time, Ben. Next time. And I think there'll be a next time.
Oh, yeah.
Just chat CFL. We got to get him around into Saskatchewan.
I was going to say, he's got to the bunker.
He should come here and he should sell some stuff to, the stores. And we take them for coffee.
I'm going to buy G2G bars today.
I know.
To go bars.
What's funny, I'm watching in the office trying to get some work done, and I pulled up the website right away and located all the stores.
Where are they in Regina?
Pretty slick. I didn't write them down, but G2GBar.ca, and there's a store locator right at the top of the page.
Cool.
It's pretty slick.
Clark, can you find us the Regina store and the Saskatoon store? Because we're so big in Saskatoon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Great city.
And it's pretty
great. You really love Saskatoon, don't you, Smitty?
Spent eight months there, and it wasn't the greatest for me, but it sure was nice.
Health-wise, yeah.
Health-wise, but it well, was sure was nice to be in that city. Not that it wouldn't be bad here. I would, you know, but we, you know, the river.
Yeah.
Walking over the bridge when I had energy. I mean, oh man.
It's also beautiful. But I was in there just on the weekend, and Gary Baba, one of the owners, comes out of the back. What are you? This is your second home now at Wendell Clark's. And I'm like, well, why not?
Well, there's
love
a,
it.
There's a good place, man. That burger, holy moly!
The Wendell Burger. I know. I'm still trying to find the Regina store. Hang on. It's a big map. They're in a lot of cities.
Wow.
Oh, smokes.
They're in a lot of cities. The G2G bar.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Sports on Tap. We got to talk about some of the other sponsors for the tap. Brew Pub and Eatery in Regina. Regina's only drive-through beer and wine store. In the Dub tonight, speaking of Saskatoon, the Blades are at Red Deer. What's your take on that one, Darren?
You know, Red Deer's a team that's interesting. They're not going to be... I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. Or they might, they're on that bubble, but they're not contending. And so they've got some good players, including Dawson Bartow, who's highly coveted. But Brent Sutter has kind of been led to believe, or we're led to believe that unless you really wow Brent Sutter, you're not going to get Dawson Bartow. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of players get moved there. But it'll be fun. Blade's looking to get back on the right foot.
The Pats are at Swift Current tonight. The Moose Jaw Warriors are at Edmonton. Last I checked, the Oil Kings are number one in the conference. Eh? They're rolling.
They're rolling, and they got a goaltender now.
Beck Warm. What an interesting name.
Yeah.
As the goalie for the Edmonton Oil Kings. Seattle at Lethbridge. Calgary at Medicine Hat tonight. Vancouver at Kamloops. Everett at Prince George. Victoria at Kelowna. Portland at Spokane. That's 10 games in the Dub tonight. SJ, there were no games last night. Four tonight. LaRonge is at Flin Flon. Battleford's at Kindersley. Melford at Nipawin and Humboldt at Yorkton. I assume Chris Lugood, the coach and GM of the Estevan Bruins, is watching right now. Louis, let's talk this afternoon. NHL just two tonight. Washington's at Carolina and Detroit is at Dallas. But we brought Craig Smith back into the bunker because you wanted to talk some NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend. Craig, what do you want to, like, trash talk, Darren? Or what is
no.
your Titans-Patriots marquee game of the weekend?
I want to trash talk Tyler.
He's on my side.
I'm on his side. I'm hoping for I'm not hoping. I'm predicting that Tennessee's going to eke out a victory here, a big upset. But I think that they've, if Henry can run the football and you get Brown going and Tannehill can use his legs to get some scores. I mean, it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it will be.
And you know what? Tennessee's defense is no slouch.
They've had a bad last few weeks. The defense has, but they were a good group first half of the season until that offense got its legs going. So if the defense, if they get rolling, there's a shot. But I haven't been talking a lot, and I'm not the guy who will talk a lot and pump the chest of the team. You know what I mean? And be kind of
you'll just wear
guy.
All their swag.
Just wear the stuff and kind of quietly go. I don't want to tempt fate. This is still the New England Patriots.
Sorry.
Right.
Right? I don't want to tempt
they're
fate.
They're like the Stampeders. Everybody thinks they're going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Never. But mind you, they did lose the Stamps in round one of the playoffs this year, so maybe it's the Patriots' time.
Maybe.
Yeah, possible, but it's hard to bet against Brady and Belichick.
See?
I mean, it's hard, but I'm predicting that.
Yeah.
I'm Kansas City, New Orleans, Super Bowl.
That would be good.
I think that could be.
Really?
Yep.
I tell you what, when the Titans signed Ryan Tannehill, you didn't see this coming.
Nobody did.
So, you know what? Maybe let's hope the Titans aren't, for the Titans' sake, Just happy to be here.
Yeah,
Rod, do you remember when we were doing IMG, and we had our deal there, and Ryan Tannehill was working out on the other field?
Yes,
and
he's a giant.
He had his wife in the, nobody was looking at Tannehill. Everybody was looking at his wife. She was such a beautiful lady over there. But anyway, I digress.
It's all good.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were paying attention to that.
Somebody told me.
Right,
but you're right.
IMG's a wonderful place, man.
Yeah, it's the fourth straight year they finished 9-7, but it feels different than the other years, right?
Well,
they were 2-4 at one point.
I mean, their quarterback's making plays.
Yeah,
I mean,
which is different
with his feet, with his arm. I mean, he, you know, and he was a receiver at Texas A&M. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
receiver, and the boot went over.
That is unbelievable.
It usually doesn't go that way.
Nope,
it goes the other way.
Yep.
Picks. Buffalo at Houston. I'm taking Texans. You guys?
Buffalo.
There's a lot of people taking Buffalo. I just we saw Houston. I think Houston's, unfortunately.
We saw the worst of Houston.
We saw the worst of Houston. And you still saw Deshaun Watson move the football. I like Houston.
Oh, he's so special.
Yeah. So us two got Houston. Smitty's got the Bills. Tennessee at New England. I'm going to take the Patriots.
I know.
Sorry to say.
I got Tennessee.
Yeah. You both got the Titans. And then Sunday, it is the Vikings at the Saints. Well, obviously, Smitty, you got the Saints. Did you said it. I got the Saints.
Kills me to say that.
We all say the Saints. And then it's the Seahawks at the Eagles. I would say that is, for me, Sunday's marquee game. Seahawks got to win that one, don't they?
I say Seahawks.
You know what? I'm going to go the other way and say the Eagles. They've had to really battle through that division, so they've been battle-tested. They're ready for playoff football, and they've been there.
Well, you know who's playing really well?
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. Yeah. He's throwing the ball really well. And by the way, tomorrow, if you don't have anything to do in the afternoon, ABC's got the FCS championship. James Madison against North Dakota, North Dakota State. North Dakota State.
Oh, that's the 11th, your wife says.
Oh, yeah.
It's a week away.
Hey, me and Brady, we're all buggered up. This
You guys want to hang out together. That's Steve Bryce's alma mater.
I think it is. James Madison or North Dakota State?
James Madison.
James, is that right?
Yeah, the Rams coach.
He went over there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a real good one to watch. And that's not this week. It's the week after.
By the way, sorry, Smitty. We have advertiser alert. New advertiser. Direct West is a new advertiser of the Rod Peterson Show. You may have seen their ads. We've been running them for all week, right? Maybe even to last week. I'm going to read verbatim from our sales guy, Tyler Gross. I think I can handle this. In overtime, we want to announce our new MySask 411 Business of the Week feature. The purpose is to highlight a Saskatchewan business that Rod or the show would normally do business with. This week, we want to highlight a couple of our sponsors, Modern Men's Salon in Regina and Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon. So go to your app store and download the MySask 411 app. Makes finding what you need quick and easy. It was easy for me because I already had the app, but you can go on. It basically is Google, but just for Saskatchewan.
Yeah, for local businesses.
For local businesses of Saskatchewan. So you can type in the business, you get a map, directions right to it, all the information you need. You see it on the screen there. Directions, you can call them, information on those businesses. The MySask 411 Business of the Week. It's actually very easy to go into your app store, just look up MySask 411.
Yeah, super
easy. And it comes up like that and you download it. Smitty, if we talked you into it, you got to get it.
What's that?
The MySask app.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay.
Guaranteed, whatever. Yep.
Absolutely. Whatever we need.
Yep, whatever, yeah. Whatever you need.
All right, we appreciate having Direct West on board. Good guys and gals over there. I recommend them. Yes.
Buffalo quarterback,
Allen. Josh Allen.
He's going to have a good game this weekend.
All right. Guys, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Enjoy the games.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And thanks, everybody, for coming in. And we'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.